Hello, and thank you for tuning into the Stuff I Heard podcast. I'm your host, Joshua Peak, and this is the new year. This is 2024, the first podcast of 2024 from me to you. And I hope everybody's doing well. I hope everybody had a safe New Year's and that everybody, if you were partaking, stayed off the roads. My little neighborhood here, I could hear fireworks going on for a very long time last night. But I did not stay up to watch the ball. I went to sleep because I was tired. So here's the thing. I have a fun little relationship with New Year's, and I kind of talk about this every year, but I don't know if anybody remembers or if anybody's new to the channel, so I just kind of want to point this out here. Who has New Year's resolutions, and what is your New Year's resolution, and why? I know for a lot of people, they say, oh, and in this new year, it's a new me, and I'm going to do better. I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to make more money. I'm going to start that thing I was going to start. I was going to do this project, and I'm going to focus to make sure that I do that in this year. And growing up, I remember New Year's being this special thing that you saw on television because I'm old. I would turn on the TV and they would talk about Dick Clark's New Year's Eve party, and you'd watch Dick Clark on TV and he would welcome in the new year and have people come on and play music. And back then you could only find it on one channel, maybe two. If somebody else is like, we want some of these viewers too, we'll start doing a countdown, but no one cared. Everybody watched Dick Clark's show. So they always had the prime spot right there on Times Square. And people would come and they would gather, and it would look like an amazing time. It would look like, oh, I want to be part of that. Well, often in life, things aren't what they seem. Over time, I've done some research with the internet, and it says that the people there for the crowd, they have to get there like 14 hours earlier in order to save their spot because so many people want to be part of that. And even with that being said, there's a hard time for them to find some place to go use the bathroom. So they have to hold it for a very, 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 very long time, or constantly have to find somewhere to pee. I know that when you watch it on TV, there's areas where there's porta potties, but can you imagine a few million people squeezed into a tiny little area trying to use porta potties? Yeah, that's got to be unpleasant. And also, despite what it looks like, it's not that much of a party. It's cameras are on, everybody woo, but also you're not allowed to have any drinks, no alcohol on the streets. So while it looks like everybody's having just the best time, it's all smoke and mirrors. And in a way, it's kind of a lesson for life, right? There's so much in life that looks like smoke and mirrors. There's so much of life that looks like everything is perfect and it's not. I've heard it said that we live in an Instagram society. And one of the things that is enjoyable about Instagram is people put their best versions of whatever on Instagram for the most part. I was having a conversation with somebody recently, and they were saying they were following this lady who was some kind of model. And they were like, you know, she's always showing doing this and doing that and, you know, extravagant life, going to Dubai and eating at these fancy restaurants and being able to shop at these high-end stores and wearing the coolest shoes and dresses and whatever. And then they started posting about getting into a car wreck and showing how wrecked up their body got and how awful it was and how hard the recovery was. And I didn't sign up for that. And I thought, what? What are you talking about? Like, my first thought was, yeah, that's part of life. And also, I'm sure she felt some of the effects of her life being public. And at some point decided, I also want to show the fact that I'm human and I'm having problems. And here's some things I'm going through. And I thought that was the best part about the story. This person I was talking to thought, well, I feel like I'm getting cheated. I signed up for this fantasy and now you're showing me you're real. And I was like, good for you. I mean, yeah, grow up. People are real. I was working with a guy one time. He says, I like following all these hot chicks on Instagram, but as soon as they get married, I stop following them because they're going to have a kid and they're going to get fat. And I don't want to watch that. I want to watch the fantasy. And I'm like, what the hell's wrong with you? there's so much of our life that people think is supposed to be perfect, and nobody's life is perfect. Nobody's. Think about right now the people in your life that you think, I bet they have it all together. And sit down and have a conversation with them and ask them, say, hey, just be real with me. What's going on? Is there something? I mean, you look like you have everything perfect. And let them vent. Let them tell you about all the things that aren't perfect. Because I'm sure, just like somebody thinks that you have your crap together, you don't. Or you're trying your best. And that's all we're trying to do, right? So here's my relationship with New Year's, okay? When I was a young man, I was watching this stuff on TV, and I kept thinking, oh, man, I'm going to make a resolution. That seems to be the thing to do, man. You decide one day you're going to do something, and it's usually on the first of the year, and they always talk about new year, new me, and I'm going to do that. That sounds like a plan. And so one day, I'm over at my friend Greg's house. You guys have met Greg before. I'm over at Greg's house, and his mama, her name's Donna, very sweet lady, very, very, very sweet lady. Donna's over there, and I say something to her about, you know, what is your New Year's resolution? Do you have something that you want to do next year? And she was like, I don't believe in resolutions. And I was like, what? I said, everybody's got one. And she was like, no, I don't. She goes, every day of your life is an opportunity for you to make a decision and for you to change your life. Every day you can actually just open your eyes. And she goes, mid-conversation here, I could just decide I don't want to talk to you anymore and I could walk the other direction. You don't need a resolution. You don't need some fancy thing to call it or to tell people that you're into. You can just decide to be different and do something different. At any moment, you can just decide. And I don't know if it was timing or my age or what, but that hit a nerve with me. And I decided I was going to live my life that way. I decided that from that moment on, I wasn't going to think about New Year's in that way. I was going to think about my life in that way. And so there were a lot of opportunities that came my way being a young man, where I was given choices. And from those choices, I made decisions. And some of those were good decisions and some of those were bad decisions. A lot of them were bad decisions. But I realized that I had to choose a path. As much in life, you have to choose a path and you have to go in it. When I was younger, there was these books called Choose Your Own Adventure. And it was kind of fun because my buddy Rodney had got me into reading them. And we would go to the bookstore and we'd pick them out. And they were hard to find because they were popular and they were numbered on the side. And based upon the book that you got, you had a different adventure. And while you were reading your story, it basically would set you up on a path. And it would say, now you have a choice at the bottom of the page. Do you want to follow this person or do you want to go this path? And each path would have you flip the different pages in the book, and then you would continue the story from there. It was sort of a sliding mirrors possibility book. It was an interesting idea at the time, and there was nothing like it that I knew of. I didn't read comics back then. I wasn't aware of the multiverse. I wasn't aware of all the things that people are doing now with Marvel and, you know, everything else. But basically, someone along the way had this idea, just like in the comic books, and said, hey, what if life is full of choices and we made different choices? Can we show both sides? Can we posturize the idea of if you made this decision, how did you follow through with it or whatever? Because life is all about decisions, right? Dr. Drew Pinsky once said, you make about 90 decisions a day. Not all of them are super important, but on average, people make about 90 decisions a day. So if you take that 90, and let's get my calculator out here, and you multiply it, 90 times 365 days out of the year, that's 32,850 choices that you've made per year. Per year. You've made over 32,000 choices per year about your life. So at a certain point in life, you can't blame anybody for your choices because they're your choices. And he's right. They're your choices. We all make choices, right? So Donna set me on this path of make a choice, go forward. No matter what it is, just pick a path. Decide to turn your feet in direction and go. And I did. I did that in life. I decided to join the Marine Corps, and I went in that path. And there are many moments, many decisions that I've made. 32,000 per year. I'm almost 50 years old. So that's a lot of decisions. But I set my feet on a path and I went forward. Now, along the way, I've sort of got a weird reputation from certain people that would meet me and we'd have conversations and they would say, I'm really amazed at your determination on things. And I was like, what? And they're like, you really, when you set your mind to something, man, you follow through. And I was like, yeah, that's called a path. Because I'd been living with this mentality of a path, right? I've been living with this idea of, I said I'm going to do this and I do it, period, right? And there's so much of life that I want to do, and I say out loud that I want to do things or I'd like to do things, and it's hard to make everything happen. But for the most part, I try to set realistic goals and I try to achieve those goals. And I feel like if I don't do that, I'm not living my life. I'm not living the life I'm supposed to live. And I don't think that most people think that way. I have a lot of conversations with a lot of people. And there's literally a lot of people just bouncing off of clouds and furniture and food and adventures. Just, oh, I just accidentally ended up here. You know what I mean? They just sort of go with whatever they're being told. They don't choose a path. They don't decide what they want. They just go with whatever the flow is. There's some people that fight against the flow no matter what, because something in their life defined them. And they said, from now on, I'm going to be the person that always goes against the grain. Whatever the grain is going towards, I'm going to be like, no, there's got to be something wrong with this path. I got to go the other path. And I understand all of that. I said all this to say this. There's a show on Disney Plus right now called What If? And the What If show, this is the second season that's come out, is a brilliant idea. Apparently they made comics from it. I didn't know they made comics from it. It entitles the idea of our choices, right? What if? What if this person did this instead of that? What if this happened instead of this thing? So we've all seen what they're now calling the sacred timeline of the Marvel Universe, where, you know, Thor is who he is and Loki's who he is. And we know who the good guys are and who the bad guys are and all of these things, these choices that have led them up to a certain point. And if you've watched anything to do with Doctor Strange or Spider-Man or Loki, all of these stories are sort of leaning into the idea of, what if this isn't the only reality? What if there are other realities that are similar, but they made different choices? In other words, what if there was a Josh Peek out there who decided, you know what, I'm not going to join the Marine Corps. Instead, I'm going to start a band. And for whatever reason, my stupid brain just went, yeah, band. And I actually learned to play instruments, and I actually became some person in a band. I mean, that could have happened, right? So the idea is you take that what if story with these imaginary characters that we've grown to love in this story setting. It's all for entertainment, right? It's all meant to invoke imagination and to, I don't know, distract us from the reality of our own mortalities. Because it's nice to think about, what if I could be Thor? What if one version of me happens to be Loki? What if I could fly? What if I could be Iron Man and make my own flight suit? And it's neat to think about. But here we are on our path. And there's this show called What If? And the What If show, season 2, is really great because it involves this guy called The Watcher. And The Watcher says his job is just to watch all of the possibilities. And he likes to watch all of the possibilities. And the problem is, in season 1, is he got involved a little bit. Not necessarily because he wanted to, but because the fifth dimension was broken down and entities knew he was there. And so the show is brilliant the way it's written. The characters are so well evolved. Most of the characters who played these actors in the show came back and voice acted for these characters, which is really awesome. But they all also did a nod to other of their favorite movies along the way. For example, one of them is the Happy Hogan episode where he basically turns into a Purple Hulk. But it's all a Die Hard Christmas episode, and it's adorable the way they did it. I just got done watching a thing from I watched the whole season because it's only 30 minutes or so, and they released it one per day. So it wasn't like I binge watched all of them at one sitting, but I watched one episode a day. And then today I watched the last two, and I really liked the way they had little Easter eggs of other movies that are enjoyable to kind of play off of. And just like life, we make movie references, right? Because we like movies. I like Star Wars. If I find a way to involve some kind of Star Wars reference into a thing in real life, I do it, just like these characters on the show. So, yeah, just makes it fun. But the what if is a big thing, right? Just like the books, you have choices. Just like a New Year's resolution for some people who think that that's going to be the thing that changes their life. Oh, new year, new me. This is what I'm going to do in this year. Okay. So what are you going to do? And do you need it to be January 1st to make the decision? Why can't it be June 15th? Why can't it be August the 3rd? Why can't it be March the 20th? Where you just wake up and you go, you know what? I'm done with this. I'm going to go do this. You can. You absolutely can. Again, we make over 32,000 decisions a year. Some of them big, some of them small. It could be as small as, what am I going to wear? How am I going to part my hair? Am I going to go to the bathroom now or later? What am I going to eat? When do I want to go to bed? If I stay up and watch this game, can I make it tomorrow? I mean, you make a lot of decisions per day. You don't even realize it. When you're driving, think about all the decisions you make when you drive. So yeah. Think about that. Think about your decisions and how you want your 2024 to be. And what's to separate that from any other day? Can you make a decision? Can you change? Can you decide you want a different life and make it happen? Or maybe it's a small decision. Maybe you want something simple, like, I don't know, learning a new language on the side. Hey, I've always kind of wanted to learn to speak Spanish. I hear there's a whole lot of programs that can teach me how. Let me see if I can learn this year. Hey, what if I decide that I want to learn how to make chairs and tables out of wood? I'm not saying that I know a guy, but what if I decide I want a Jeep? What if? So, I would like to take a moment. I'm getting about to be 18 minutes here. It's going to be a short Happy New Year's send off message. But I would like to take a moment to wish Donna well on her surgery. Last weekend, my friend Greg came to town, and he's not a public person, and I don't want everybody reaching out to him, but his mom, Donna, the sweet lady who has the story about, why are you waiting for a resolution? Just make a decision. We found out there's something in her brain, a tumor, I think. So they're supposed to do surgery tomorrow, and I hope everything goes well. So Donna, I hope everything goes well. Thoughts and prayers are out with you. If you're listening to this, take a moment and just think about your decisions in life. Think about the thousands of times per year that you can make a decision and change, and possibly just take a moment and pray for Donna just for a minute. Even if you're not religious, just a little simple. Hope everything goes well. Okay. And that's it. I'm going to wrap this up. Thank you to everybody who listens. Thank you to everybody who's subscribed, everybody who's been part of this last year. It's been an interesting year, full of challenges in its own way for all of us. And I'm sure we're all navigating life to the best that we can. There's always opportunity for growth. There's always opportunity for change. There's always opportunities to help other people. And hopefully we can help each other. You know, there's an election this year. Big election. Not that it matters. Not that any of these people give a crap about us. But there's a chance to actually vote for somebody who does. We have social media now. We can convince each other to vote. We don't have to have the media tell us who to vote for. We can actually change by our actions. This is still a democratic republic. So we can still democratically vote people to represent us. So don't let it divide you from your friends. Don't let it divide you from your neighbors. Everybody's just doing the best they can with the information they have. So thank you. Happy New Year. And as always, cue the cow.
Cue the cow. Moo, baby.